It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back at Rob Bird's Boondock Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Miss Shelley Hartman here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Treat Hartman, the other Hartman here in the studio.
Hi, good morning.
She's got food ready for us. Good morning to you. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I know you should smell it in here. Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's we've been doing a lot of dinner for our breakfasts the last few weeks, or something that we would be eating later, either lunch or dinner. But now, looks like we've got something that's actually a breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got here?
Today is breakfast sweets.
Oh, I do have to say this before breakfast sweets, sweets, treats. I do have to say this before we move on. I had someone say to me the other day, he goes, oh my God, why aren't you doing this on video? Because I want to see what you guys are eating. This is driving me nuts. You're talking about it.
And
I can get an idea, and you're
curiosity.
Talking about how good it is, but I can't see it.
Oh my gosh.
So,
maybe we'll do that.
Maybe. And that's why we do the videos. And that's, you know, someday I kind of always have wanted to do that with, like, as a podcast and switch it live or people talking. But that adds another one or two people into your crew. And when we're doing what we're doing, paying those people to do it typically is a tough thing to do. So,
I
did have someone say that the other day. That was pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, seriously, this right here, what do we got, Treat?
Well, we have three different kinds of pancakes. I use the True Blue Blueberry Pancake Mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was thinking, well, if I had a family, everyone wants something different, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So I made small pancakes.
So cute.
And I put each one that you have, there's three different kinds, something different in it.
Okay.
So it has the base of the True Blue pancake, mm-hmm. so it has dried in it already.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them has peanut butter.
So all three of these will have blueberries in them for sure, correct?
Yeah, because it comes, we package those at the warehouse with the dried blueberries.
Are we supposed to try them now?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. And I have the blueberry syrup. So one, the little one is the with a little bit of melted peanut butter.
That's different. I want to say weird because I would never expect that peanut butter taste.
Well, kids, I was thinking,
it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, and the other one, the medium-sized one, is granola in it, True Blue blueberry granola.
Granola.
Dried blueberries and frozen and the peanut butter. So it has all kinds of stuff in it. And then the third one has...
Hold on a second. Rushing us through it. We want to eat a little bit of it
here. Oh, my gosh. Treat's like, hey, I got the mic. I'm just running with it.
He's taking over.
I got more to
taking over for Shelly, are you?
In a good Christian way, yes.
I love it, Treat.
The third one has just granola and a banana.
Oh, my God.
And I just sliced the banana and put it in there. And the same way with the granola. I put the pancake batter in the skillet, got a little bit going, and then I added the stuff.
Now, I have to say, amazing.
Okay, good.
But
the pancake batter's good.
Oh, my God, it is good.
One egg and 2 cups of milk, I think it is.
So the dried blueberries in there. Now, did you do anything with them? Did you reconstitute them?
No. Nope.
Did you? They're like that.
Put them
now,
in there.
Now I like that. That is good.
Okay. Then the second thing we have.
All right.
Wow.
Instead of doing the overnight oatmeal kind of thing,
we do love too.
Yeah. I love.
I must say, before we do move on, I'm kind of number one and number three on those. Those were, I would probably say, to me, tasted them. Not the same, but as good as I'd give them
the
same grade.
They're really good. Yeah. Really good.
Well, this next cup that you have, it has millet in it.
Millet?
Oh, there we go.
Millet. It's a grain.
Bird food.
And then I topped it with your granola, and I put frozen in the bottom of the dish.
Oh, my God.
So it's the just kind of something that you would do, you know, and you can make this. It's kind of making like rice.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 4 or 5 containers of, you know, cups or whatever.
Wow.
Kind of good. Oh, with coconut milk. That's I boiled it in coconut milk.
Well, I am really glad the blueberries are in there.
I think Shelley missed the last time you used the coconut milk, right? That was a couple weeks ago?
More than likely, yeah. She was gone for
She was in California, I think, that week. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I've ever had rice with coconut milk. And I'm like, that's way different. And good.
It's way better.
You know, it's a different kind of flavor. Number one, you don't have to add sugar. There's no sugar in there at all, unless it's in the granola.
Wow. And you know, this reminds me of not oatmeal, not malt meal. What's the other?
I'm not going to get it.
Grits.
Okay, grits. Oh, okay.
I mean, it kind of, but there is so good because you have that blueberry flavor in there with those frozen blueberries. So did you thaw the blueberries then, Treat, and then put them in the bottom because this is warm?
No, I put them in the bottom, and then I put the warm millet in there, knowing that it
then
would.
Then the topping.
Then the topping.
Oh,
and then
God.
I put it in the fridge overnight, and then today I just microwaved it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think 30 seconds.
That is a meal that you could definitely get a lot of work done. Energizing.
And being healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like. Now, when you talk about grits, though, I tell you what, I need a pound of sugar and a pound of butter for those. I love grits that way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Well, now try them with breakfast.
I really don't need I mean, I was embellishing a bit, but I like a lot of butter and sugar on grits.
Well, how'd you like those shrimp ones that Treat made?
What shrimp grits? Was that last week?
Yes.
I barely remember yesterday,
and that wasn't
let alone last week.
That couldn't be. That's not a sweet dish.
No, it was
for
sweet.
Breakfast,
like,
it was
cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good Treat. Wow.
Okay, so now.
Well, we got a minute left of this segment here, so do we want to move on to another dish, or we want to wait for the break?
Go to our segment. We'll so let's talk about where could they get these products at, Rob?
They could probably get them at theblueberrystore.com, the Blueberry Store downtown
which
South
is
Haven,
open 7 days a
which
week
is open
now.
South Haven, 7 days a week. And they could probably make a phone call and find out more or make some orders there, too, at 1-877-654-2400.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
You are on it.
It took a year, but I remember now.
Oh my gosh,
it's big fun for sure. No, it's that is kind of how it happens. People talk about that all the time. Well, you get good at it because you keep doing it over and over.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people get especially younger kids, you see, you get frustrated. I'm not good at it. Well, that's because you haven't done it over and over
that's
and
right.
over again.
That's true.
Like what it takes to actually get good at something.
That's right.
So, like good advice.
That's right.
Yep, like eating blueberries.
All right, well, we'll be back with more Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat and Shelly Hartman here in the studio. Treat making a bunch of food. And we've got sweet desserts. Is that what we're talking about?
Sweet.
Did I get that right?
So well, breakfast.
Like not sweet like sweet sugar. Sweet like sweet.
Like sweet.
Like cool.
Like damn good.
Because not every breakfast, because, you know, keto friendly or
yeah, that's right.
gluten-free.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always have, and I try not to eat sugar. So
right, yeah, that's
too
right.
Too much sugar.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
That's what this is all about. So those first two, well, the millet had no sugar in it.
Well, it was.
Except for the granola.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
What are we looking at here?
That is, I call it a corned beef hash.
Mm-hmm.
And kale, and then Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
So it has a little bacon in it, and then it has a drizzle of vinegar. Let's say vinegar and the preserves are in it, mm-hmm. and I put the barbecue sauce on the corned beef, the True Blue barbecue sauce.
Yeah, corned beef is fantastic.
Is it? Yay!
All right. What is this?
Which
is
kale?
That's kale. That would normally send me running out of a building. But I'll try it.
It's good.
So now people have some.
It still might have me run out of the building a little bit. That's okay.
You got to have something good.
You got
eat it with a piece of potato.
Maybe yes, there you go. There's no
treat. No, I got to tell
you.
Oh,
that's not potato. That's Brussels sprout. Sorry.
Double whammy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's
20 years ago, my body would have rejected that.
Wow, that barbecue sauce tastes different on that.
It does, doesn't it?
In a good way.
And it's not very much. I just put just a little bit, and I didn't cook it in it. I just, after it was baked, the corned beef was done, I chopped it up, put it in a skillet to brown it a little bit, and then added a little bit, like maybe a half a teaspoon
in
there.
It's really good, though, because, like, what are people going to do now since... They might have leftover corned beef today.
And we grew up on corned beef hash.
Oh,
we
my gosh.
We loved it. So I put sweet potatoes and russets in the hash, and then the corned beef, and then the Brussels sprouts with a little bit of bacon.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my phone that dinged, by the way.
It was.
Yeah. Normally, if anybody, if their phone dings while we're doing the show, I give them a hard time, but that was me, so I'm going to have to...
So we're going
to
give you a hard time.
Take my...
It's our turn.
Yeah.
Treat, what do you have on the kale? What was...
This is the drizzle. I call it a drizzle.
Okay.
I made it with the barbecue sauce and preserves, just a little bit, and apple cider vinegar.
We might have to add that to our lineup. It is good.
Oh, yeah? Good.
It's sweet with a little kick,
And that's some red
like
pepper
me,
flakes.
Sweet
in there.
With a little kick.
Okay.
But it's so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's good.
Mm.
And that could be a breakfast or it could be a brunch or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah, brunch. I think so. Mm. I think you could... Especially, you know, after if you have corned beef left, I think it'd be perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Any meat, I'm going to say, you know, we've had chicken dishes here and steak and all that. And it's just, blueberries are just really easy.
They're so versatile,
so
right? Sweet. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And you don't
need
a lot.
And savory.
And you get your nutrients for the most part, especially with the frozen put in there because they're just whole.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's blueberries in there?
Ouch.
In this one, no. In the millet, there was, and the other one.
Oh, okay.
This
so
has just got the
different.
Barbecue sauce and that sweet sauce, or whatever, that little secret sauce. Treat secret sauce.
Oh.
I love it.
Do you have a secret sauce?
Not
yeah,
yet.
Right there.
Not
she
yet.
Just made it.
Well, I have two of them.
Oh, see?
I know someone who can sell it, but I don't know if they will jar it, too.
They may.
We got connections. Don't worry. I got my eye on that. That is great, Treat.
Well, good. Good. Now, I got the next dish. I have two more.
Whoa, okay.
Hold a second. That's a potato, right?
Yes, there's
okay,
potato.
Okay, there's a potato. Didn't I say something about a potato and you laughed at me so there wasn't any?
I didn't think that was a potato you had.
Oh, probably what I had wasn't, but.
That's what I was laughing at. They'll call anything a potato.
Makes it taste better.
Yeah. Well, I'm real proud of you for trying these things.
Yep.
Oh, well.
You know, it doesn't sound good. It's like, what? You know, but once you taste it, it's just like having white Alabama barbecue sauce on your ribs. You know, you're like, I don't like mayonnaise on my ribs.
Well, and that's kind of the nice thing about it because it's a side. And you're not gonna, and if it's not your favorite thing to eat, but you kind of like it, you can just eat just a little bit and you're still going to get the nutrition from it.
There you go.
Right. And I think, too, like how I wish that the listeners could really taste some of this stuff. I hope we can describe it well enough for them because it's really unique and these are different things that you wouldn't just think about with your blueberries, like we always say, it's not just for muffins, pancakes, and pies. We've really, the last month and a half, taken it to the next level. I shouldn't say we, you.
Yeah, Treat has. And I'm sure you had to have some input into talking about some of the stuff with her.
Kind of like Treat, whatever you do, you've never done anything that tasted horrible. So
you do whatever you want.
You do whatever you want. And she has. She's done amazing. Thank you, Treat.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. I enjoy doing it. It's pretty cool to
me. That brisket was I could probably eat that all day.
I have a little bit of leftovers.
Oh, you do? All right.
A little bit.
I've learned not to eat too much meat at one time.
Really?
Yes. That was, the red meat, when I talk about red meat, rather than I just can't eat 12 big meatballs at once.
Just you find that out.
Yeah, it just
took them with your age. You find a lot out with age.
It just doesn't find the right path. So, all right, is there something else, or is that it? Are we good?
No, we have a couple more, but you want to wait for a minute?
We've got another, we got a minute before we
okay,
have to take
well,
a break here.
You know, I can talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry. Next month, we're going to be traveling out to Washington, D.C., to do what they call a hill climb, where we will do educational sessions with all of the blueberry growers throughout the United States. And then the next day, we'll go and meet with the congressional leaders in their offices and talk a lot about the the farm bill,
right,
and specialty crops and the things that we're looking for and that we're going to need as we move into the future. And hopefully they'll listen and ask questions, and maybe we can get some more one-on-one time with them. But it's really important. This is what most major industries do, is go to Washington, D.C., and they meet on the hill climb.
Okay. So hopefully when you talk about talking to people, you're talking to politicians.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yep. Congressional leaders.
I'm just going to mumble something about it. I don't know if they're capable of intelligent thought. But we need to take a break when we come back.
When it comes to blueberries.
They're maybe a little more educated
some
when it
are,
comes to blueberry.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have more dishes when we come back with Treats. I want to call her Trisha's.
Treat sweet.
To rhyme it. All right, when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by at Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. 1-877-654-2400 is where you can go for any other blueberry questions and find out when the Blueberry Store is open, which is
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Kind of regular hours start at 9. Is that when they open?
I think it's a little bit later. I think it's 10 to 7.
All right. Well, jump online, the Blueberry Store, and I'm sure you can find out the hours then. All right. So as we move forward here.
Wow.
I have a feeling that I'm not even going to be able to eat this or try it because Treat says we have to try to eat it with chopsticks.
And so here Rob and I.
So if I can stab it with a chopstick and it sticks there, I think that
it's
will.
It's made with sticky rice, so it's not rice like you're used to. It sticks together and is on the sweet side. So it's a clump of rice down in there.
Okay.
With
an egg.
An egg.
What's,
and your blueberry sausage.
Okay, and then on the top you got your...
Drizzle. It's a miso-based drizzle with the blueberry preserves in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
You can use a fork, but
Treat's like,
okay,
yeah. Treat's like, yeah, no,
that's not gonna work.
I think that was like, sorry, listeners, I think that was like Treat just giving us a hard time.
I don't know how anybody they can use their chopsticks. I don't
really.
No.
Oh my gosh,
Treat,
I do.
You eat with chopsticks?
Yes.
Mm.
Now see, I have to ask that question. Forks and knives and spoons are way better. Why would you ever eat with chopsticks?
You have to be in the moment. Like, and it's just kind of neat. It's so funny because kids say, oh, I can't eat with chopsticks. But the minute they come over and I have different ones.
Yeah.
And they have time to, help themselves.
Play, yeah.
And practice and all that. Nobody's giggling at them and they're not starving because there is a fork nearby. But they learn. And they're,
well, it's culture.
They're cool. Yeah.
If you take someone out on a date, Rob, and they want to go to Chinese, you don't want to be the kind
of
guy that goes...
You would be looking cool.
Yeah, you want to be like, I got this.
I don't think so. I mean, with a fork. Because you'll find out how not cool I am as you try to see me eat with chopsticks.
Treat that.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I overcooked the sausage, though, but...
No, it's good. I love that, like, your secret sauce that you put on the top of it.
It
really
good.
Did, like, send it home. And the blueberry sausage is always so good.
I kind of undercooked the egg, but by the time I get it here, it's, hour.
I like my eggs like that. Like, what a perfect combo. And which you would never think about
it. I wish you guys could see it when I make it.
Yeah.
Because by the time I get here, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because it's been in the
cooler
for a while.
Heat cooler. Look at that blueberry sausage. Now that right there.
That's easy.
It
tastes so good.
Mmm.
Goes good with all of it, I thought.
It is a versatile sausage.
Mm-hmm.
It's already cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a heat and eat.
And I kind of forget that because I'm used to, I usually buy the raw sausage, Italian sausage or Polish in the stores.
Yeah, no, this is really good. Very good. And it's kind of also, like we talk about ingredients because we know a lot of people are really conscientious about, what's in this product, what am I eating? Like the pancake mix as an example. I mean, you look at that ingredient list and dried blueberries are the second thing on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the type of things.
That's why I brought the label in because it's nothing.
Yeah, like that is so good.
And it makes a lot of,
that package that we make, this right here, which is, hang on, let me look. We got the package. It's 16 ounces. It's a 1 pound package. And this makes enough for a family of...
It says on there six,
well,
I think.
Let me get my glasses.
I'm going to say, I think this is wonderful, but the one thing that I think I could do without in this dish is the kale at the bottom.
Okay.
It just doesn't quite
that
do it for me.
That spinach on there.
Spinach, excuse me.
But yeah.
Either way.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I know. And I kind of second thought it myself, but I thought.
But see, look, what am I going for?
Yeah, the whole dish.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some people are going to love it. And it's okay, but, with everything else that's in here, to me, it just didn't need to be there. I could take a vitamin instead.
Yeah, you're right, and it doesn't go with everything, but,
These are so versatile.
Right.
What is your family like? Like how you started out everything with one mix, and then you dialed it up depending on what people's taste, flavor, palate happen to be. The pancakes actually serve 8 people.
And
wow.
I believe it.
And that and the package, I think, of a quarter the sausage that comes four links in the package.
That's the last thing that we're trying today, right?
No, one more thing.
There's one more thing. Oh, we better get to it. We got about two minutes.
Okay, these are called cruffins.
Cruffins.
It's a crescent roll muffin.
Oh, well, now you can't go wrong with that.
And
can
they're
you?
Filled with cream cheese and
you definitely can't go wrong with that. With cream cheese.
And it's really, really easy. Oh my gosh, it's that poppin' fresh.
Oh,
roll.
Really?
Yeah. And you roll it.
Look at Rob. He's like, roll. Where's another one? How many of those you got? Shelly, you ain't eating one.
Here's some extra filling. Well,
an extra filling,
yeah,
huh?
Dip it.
To dip it
it's
in?
It's a dipper. Open it up for him, Tree. Give him a little dipping.
Yeah, come on. You're slacking.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think?
Yum. That's good.
So it's just a little cream cheese. The whipped one,
yes.
With the little preserves in there. I popped it into the bottom, or poked a hole.
Oh, yeah, look at
through
that.
The bottom, and then you can, you know, so it's really good.
I mean, it looks, and there you go.
You rolled it up like a cinnamon roll.
Unbelievable.
You put it in a muffin tin and baked it for 15 minutes or so. That's it.
See, well, that's, yeah, okay. Very, very good.
These are all great. They're very,
absolutely,
like taking things to the next level. But yet easy, yet still, and you can prepare it for your family.
Oh, it didn't take hardly any time to do it.
Way to level up their treat.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Very,
thank you.
Very
you
good.
You did so good,
right.
Treat.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything we must get out that we just want to say? We got to make sure everybody knows it.
Well, I think people should really incorporate blueberries into their diet, and we're showing you on this show. And go to the store or the channel and look at the recipes.
How you can do it. Because people, I think a lot of will think, wow, blueberries, that would just be overwhelming to add to the stuff. So you should have a way where it's certainly not overwhelming.
Not at all.
And it has that sweet treat.
Right. Sweet treat.
You love to rhyme.
I do. All right. We need to go. We got to take a break. Ladies, it's been awesome one more time.
Yes, it has.
Thank you,
Rob. Yeah, thanks, Rob.
We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.